Welcome to the table. Welcome, welcome.
This is Sunday Spread, your one-stop shop for NFL news, hot takes, and weekly bets where we break bread and everybody eats.
I see dead people.
My name is Brian Bracey, and my boy Mr. Watson sees dead people. How you doing, brother?
I've done better, I guess. Nah, it's these dead presidents, baby. That's what we're here for, to get this money.
Dead presidents, dead presidents. Yeah. Those are the dead people we see.
Yeah, Washington. The other dude.
Right. I think Lincoln's on a five. Lincoln, Benjamin.
Can't
Wait,
forget
he
Ben.
Wasn't a president.
But he's on that.
He's on it, though.
I don't know what he did to to get on the Hundy.
When they put in Harriet Tubman on the 20.
They did say that forever ago. Yeah. I think that was just a ploy to get people talking.
Get black people to use
get
banks.
Black Twitter going. You know, black Twitter loves to get going.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But let's get to these picks, my boy.
Yeah, we got week 9 picks. Start you off. We got Cowboys on the road in Atlanta against the Falcons, and the Falcons are 2.5-point favorites. As a Cowboys fan, I'll start you off. This is a tough one. I feel like the Cowboys are definitely on a downslide, but the Falcons are somebody who you can't really bet on. Like, who knows what team's going to show up? I feel like this is a game that the Cowboys could actually win. And this would be like one of those games where like the Cowboys win and then it's like, oh my God, the Cowboys are back. And then they end up playing like a bad team in a couple weeks and then they blow them out and it's like, yo, the Cowboys are up. And it's like, nope, they're back to being terrible. I'm going Cowboys plus 6.5. No, I'm sorry, plus 7.5. Be super safe because I feel like I might be a little biased. Might have a little bias in me. Cowboys plus 7.5.
Nah, I kind of hear you, honestly. Like, I mentioned it in our last pod, the Falcons don't have a pass rush. Their secondary is definitely good, so there may be some times where the Cowboys struggle, but the Falcons still don't, like, wow me.
Right.
They're beatable, and so that plus 7.5 is definitely a good bet. I'm going Falcons minus 1.
Falcons minus 1. I respect it.
Yes.
Over under in that game is 52. I'm gonna bump that down to 43.5 and take the over.
43.5 in the OVO. All right. For my money, I'm gonna bump that John up to 60 and go with the undy.
60.5 and under.
Yes, thank you. 60.5 in the undie.
Gotcha. Next game, we got Dolphins at Bills. Bills are 6-point favorites. What you got?
Dolphins, Bills. Not going to flirt with it too much. Bills minus 3.
Bills minus 3. I got Bills minus 2.5. I think the Dolphins are still struggling, even with Tua back, and the Bills are just a better team.
Yeah.
Over under is 50. I'm going to bump that down to 43.5 and take the over.
I hear that. I'm going to bump that thing down to 41.5 and hit the over.
Next game, we have Raiders at Bengals, and Bengals are 7.5-point favorites.
Raiders are not that good, but neither are the Bengals, as record would indicate. And they say your record of what you... What is it? Your record says you are what you are. No. What does Bill Parcells say? You are what your record says you are.
That's
the saying. You are what your record says you
are. Had the right words, just wrong order.
Yeah, they were just all mumbled, jumbled. So for my money, I'm going Bengals minus 4.
Bengals minus 4. I got Bengals minus 2.5. Over-under in that game is 47. I want to bump that up to 56.5 and take the under. Watch that be a shootout.
For my money, I'm going with 39.5 in the over.
Next game, we have Chargers on the road at the Browns, and the Chargers are 2-point favorites.
Famous Jameis.
Famous.
Says, welcome to the party. We in Cleveland. Eat them dubs. I mean, shoot, man. It's hard for me to bet against Jameis. And so, I'm not.
I'm not.
I'm going to go with the Browns, plus 8.
I got Browns plus 7.5 for all the reasons you just said. Can't bet against Famous. Over under in that game is 42. I'm going to, yo, Famous is playing, baby. I'm going 36.5 in the over. Jameis is putting up points.
I hear that. I hear that. I'm going with 52.5 in the undie.
Yeah, J-Boo putting up 53 himself.
He might.
On the ground.
On the ground.
Next
him
game.
And Chubbs.
Right. Next game, we got Patriots at Titans. Titans are three. Titans are 3.5-point favorites.
By the sounds effects, you can clearly feel and hear how I feel about this game. It's giving me snooze fest. So let's not delve too deep. I'm going to go Patriots plus 11. Super safe.
Word. I got Titans money line. Safe. Enough.
Super safe.
I'm going even safer. No, I'm not. I'm going to go 49.5 in the under.
I hear that. I hear that. I'm going 29.5 in the over.
Sheesh.
They gotta drop 30.
So you hope.
So I hope. I mean, shoot. Titans versus Patriots. Jeez Louise. Special teams is gonna pop up.
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta pop up and show things. Special teams is about to do that.
Next game, we got Commanders at Giants. Commanders are 3.5-point favorites.
Commandies, Giants. Giants seem to be tail spinning. Spinning? I'm talking crazy. Mm-mm. Tail spinning. Commanders just had a miracle win. They might be riding high, maybe too high, but not high enough to lose this game. Commanders money line.
Commanders money line. I got Giants plus 10.5. Something just tells me the Giants will keep it close.
Like they did the first time.
Yep. Next game, or no, sorry, over under in that game is 43.5. I mean, the Giants don't be putting up points, man.
Commanders can drop 30 by them damn selves.
Right. I'm going 52.5 in the under.
52.5 in the undie. I hear that. I'm going 35.5 in the over.
Next game, we got Saints at Panthers. Saints are 7-point favorites. It's a gross game.
Yes, very gross. I heard Derek Carr might be back. That could help. But I also heard Alvin Kamara is questionable, so that could hurt. Not a fair trade-off. For my money, though, I think I would try to play it safe. Nah, there is no safe. This game's ugly.
Right.
Like, my mind is saying Panthers to cover a double-digit number, but it's like, no. I'm going to go Saints minus 2.5.
I got Saints money line. I don't trust this game at all. For me, in my money, I would not bet on this game at all.
Yes, the disclaimer of that one.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put money on this game either. I'd stay away from it.
Over-under in this game is 43.5. I'm going to bump that down to 33.5 and take the over.
I hear that. I hear that. I'm going to bump that thing up to 54.5 in the undie.
Yeah, they're not scoring that much.
Nope.
Next game, we got Broncos at Ravens. Ravens are 9-point favorites.
Well, here we are again, Ravens.
Right.
Tricking me with the fancy spread. trying to say, oh, look at us. We're winning by double figgies. Double figgies. No, you're not going to get me this time. Bo Nix about to come in there swinging.
Mo Dix.
Sean Payton put a hit out on every nigga walking. So it's up. We in Bounty Gate, Baltimore. Broncos cover 20. No.
No, that's crazy.
Nah. I do like the Broncos to cover minus 12. I don't see the Ravens going crazy on the Broncos because the Broncos defense is good enough.
You mean plus 12?
Broncos plus 12. Yes. My bad. Yes.
That would have been a crazy bet to accidentally put in and then it hits. Bread.
The Broncos packed up the Ravens by 22.
No overtime tonight.
Right.
Over under in that game is four. Wait, did I get my pick? No.
You did not.
Broncos plus 10.5. Sorry.
Oh, so we're on the same boat.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Over under in that game is 44.5. I'm going to drop it down to 38.5 and take the over.
I hear that. I'm about to bump that thing up to about 52.5 in the undie.
Next game, we got Jaguars on the road at the Eagles. Eagles are 7.5-point favorites.
The Bulls, the boys, the mojo is back. And these bum Jaguars is coming into Philly thinking it's just sweet, knowing Florida man can't mess with us.
Florida man.
Oh, no, no disrespect to Jaguars.
Random side tangent. I want you to Google Florida man and then your birthday and just see what pops up.
I'm going
to
do that.
Just see what pops up. I promise you it's going to be a wild story.
Yeah. 100%. I told my mom about Florida Man, and she was astonished. She was like, what does that mean? And I'm like, I had to break it down for her. It took a good 20 minutes for her to be like, oh, Florida Man.
Florida Man. Scariest man on the planet.
Legitimately. But unfortunately, Florida Man does not help the Jaguars this week. The Eagles will cover minus four.
Eagles minus four. I got.
They wouldn't buy more than a titty.
I think so too. Like I said, every week there's a game where I'm like, you know what? Let's get a little aggressive. I'm going Eagles minus 13.5.
Holy moly.
I think they blow the Jags out. I think everything you said about the Eagles is true. I think they're getting their mojo back. I think they're going to start dominating bad teams and they could become contenders. Like it could be
the start of some.
Yeah, like Lions, Eagles, 49ers. Top three teams in the NFC when it's all said and done. I could see that. Okay. Throwing the Commanders and the Vikings in there.
Then all of a sudden you got the Packers and the Bears, and that's the playoffs.
Yep. Cowboys ain't making it.
I'll tell you that much.
We is not making the playoffs. It's unfortunate. Yeah. But hey.
It's probably for the best.
It is what it is. You're right.
You guys have been putting makeup on a pig for a while.
Yeah, for sure. It's like something has to change.
Time to make some bacon.
Yeah.
Switch diets.
If the Cowboys keep making the playoffs, Mike McCarthy will continue to be the coach. Jerry Jones will allow all this stuff to happen because it's like, hey, we just got to get over the hump. Nah, bro.
You guys are the hump.
Yeah, right. Like we have to clean house, bro. Okay. But that's neither here nor there. We're not even talking about the Cowboys.
Minus 13.5. I respect it.
Where are we? Jaguar. Oh, yeah.
Jaguars, 45.5. Over-under.
Yep. Over-under is 45.5. I'm going to bump it down to 36.5 and take the over.
I hear that. This is definitely, I feel like a over game, so I'm going to bump it down as well. I'm going to bump it down to 38.5 in the over.
Next game, we have Bears at Cardinals. Bears are 1-point favorites.
Sounds like the perfect Cardinals cover game. And so with that being said, I'm going Cardinals plus 7.5, like I did last week, and they covered for me.
Cardinals plus 7.5.
Yeah.
I like it. I got Cardinals money line.
Oh, you trying to win some money.
Yeah, I think they can win this game.
I do too.
It'll be close, I think, but I think Kyler Murray, he's trying to shut everybody up about that Call of Duty stuff.
It depends how the Bears bounce back. Either the situation will be galvanizing and they come together as a team and the defense is now an unbreakable force that will dominate the rest of the league.
Right.
Or they're going to fall apart because that was a ridiculously...
Tyreek Stevenson, he should be like, they should sit him for a game.
Maybe. Like, they got Kyler Gordon. I don't know why they keep Kyler Gordon in the slot anyways. Throw Stevenson on the bench or in the slot.
Yeah.
Let Kyler Gordon play outside. But they like to blitz Kyler Gordon from the slot because he runs a 4-3 and he's like 6-3. So it's like, I get it.
Makes sense.
They got options.
Yeah. Over under in that game is 44.5. I like 52.5 in the under.
I like that. 52 in the undie. I think both teams are capable of scoring. So I'm going to go with 37.5 in the year. Hold on. I'm going to go 36.5 in the over.
36.5 in the over.
36 in the OVO.
Next game, we got Lions at Packers. This should be a good one. Lions are 3.5-point favorites.
Finally, the division will start to devour itself, and someone will come out the victor.
Somebody got to lose.
Someone's got to lose, and someone's got to win. The Packers have been scaving by lately. If Willis is the quarterback, they do not beat the Lions.
Ain't no way. Not even close.
Ain't no way, boy. But if Love is healthy, if Love is healthy enough to play, they got a chance. I mean, there's only so many teams that can even shoot it out with the Lions to begin with. And I think the Packers are one of them. So, with that being said, though, I'm going to go Lions -2.5. They win by at least a field goal.
So, Jordan Love apparently thinks it's realistic that he plays this week. And he avoided a serious groin injury, and he is determined to play. Those are the top three articles out for him right now.
Sounds like the recipe for an injury during the game for Malik Willis to come in and not get any of the preparation.
For sure. And it's a groin. Like, groins linger, man.
Groins linger. They pop up. They disappear. You think you're fine, and then you're not. Right. And now it's worse.
Right. What was your pick again?
Lions -2.5. Gotcha. Win by at least a field goal.
Yeah, I got Lions -2.5 as well. Over-under in that game is 48.5. I'm going to bump it down to 42.5 and take the over. Lions are capable of scoring that on their own.
Now I hear you. Last time I picked the Lions under game, they damn near covered their damn selves. So I don't think I'm going to do that again. I'm going to go with... we're going to make sure they cover. We're going with 40.5 in the over.
Next game, we got Rams at Seahawks, and Rams are 1.5-point favorites.
So, yeah, Rams with their receivers, like we said in the last pod, are a different team. And I already put the Seahawks on the list. I can't push a button so y'all can hear the sound effect, but let's believe they're on the list. But just because they're on the list doesn't mean they're not going to mess around and win this game. But... for me and my money, -1.5. Money line the Rams.
I, too, have the Rams money line. Over-under in that game is 48.5. I'm going to bump that down to 41.5 and take the over.
41.5 in the OVO. I'm thinking... thinking I like that. I'm a tail. 41.5 in the OV.
Gotcha. Next game, we have Colts, the Joe Flacco-led Colts.
Hey.
Colts on the road at Vikings. Vikings are 6-point favorites.
This seems like around the time that we start to see who the real Sam Darnold is.
Yeah.
For this season, at least. I don't know if I brought it up, but there was that time when he was with the Carolina Panthers. He started off like 6-2.
Mm-hmm.
Something crazy.
Yeah.
7-2, 6-2. And then we played them and we packed them up. And that was the end of their season. And so we may either be already in the midst of that for Darnold.
Right.
Or the situation is too good for him, and he's gonna, you know, find a way to bat out of it, and they're built to proceed forward. For my money, though, I like the Colts minus 11. Or plus 11.
Plus 11, gotcha. I have Colts plus 10.5.
Oh, we're in the same boat.
Very similar. Over-under in that game is 45. I'm going to bump it down to 38.5 and take the over.
I hear that. For my buddy, for my money, I bumped that thing up to about 50 freaking. I'll bump that thing up to about 50 freaking three and go with the undie.
53.5 and under?
Yes, 53.5 in the undie. Yes, yes.
In our last game of the week, Monday night, we have Bucks at Chiefs.
Bro, why have the Bucks been put on TV so much?
I have no idea.
What was the thoughts going into this season? Like, they had Thursday, they've been on Monday, they've been on Sunday night. Like, what's going on here?
Maybe they knew this was Baker's year.
They knew that Baker was just going to be slinging BB, regardless of who's back there with him.
Must have.
So it's going to be good television. Well, the Chiefs like to play to their competition, so.
Word.
Minus 8.5 seems too high. The Bucks seem like they'll find a way to keep it close, potentially. Chiefs money line.
Chiefs money line. I have Chiefs minus 2.5 because they love to just not cover. They're like, we're going to win.
Right.
But we ain't going to blow nobody out.
Right. Oh, what you said it was? Minus 7.5? Nah, we don't like that.
Right. Over-under in that game is 45. I'm going to bump it. I mean, the Bucks be scoring, but the Chiefs don't be scoring. But I feel like if the Bucks is scoring, the Chiefs are going to have to score, or the Chiefs just shut them down and they can't score. I just said pretty much every possible outcome.
Like, I don't think the Bucks have scored less than like 20 all season, and I think I just made that up. But that's just
it sounds good though.
It sounds right. Like, I wouldn't put it past them. Like, I might look it up real quick.
I'm going 35.5 in the over. They gotta score 35 combined.
All right, let's see. Let me look real quick. Bucks 37, 20. Oh, they scored 7 against the Broncos.
Crazy. Oh, yeah, that was a weird one.
That was a weird one. But ever since then, it's all been 30, 30, 27, 30, 26. These niggas put up points.
Same. I got 35.5 in the over. What you got?
35.5 in the OVO. I got 55 in the undie. And a half. 55 and a half in the undie.
All right. Those are our picks for week 9. We got a Sunday parlay pie.
Parlay pie brought to you by Popeyes.
That we leave you on where we both give you a game lock and a player prop lock. If we got any add-ons, we'll throw those in there too. But I'll start you off. For our Sunday parlay pie, I got Browns plus 7.5 against the Chargers. I think Jameis can keep it close. They can win that game. They're at home. It's possible. I think he's giving him a jolt of life into that team. But just to be safe, plus 7.5. What you got for a game lock?
For me, my game lock is the Bills minus 3. The Dolphins, the last like 2-3 times they played the Bills, I haven't seen any kind of indication that they can play on the same field as that team.
Right.
So I think you can probably even bump that up. If the Bills are minus 6, I feel like minus 3 is a gimme at that point.
I agree. For my player prop lock, I got a Jamar Chase anytime touchdown against the Raiders. I think this is the game. These are the games that Joe Burrow puts up crazy numbers, and T. Higgins is a little banged up. He didn't play last week. I'm not sure if he's playing this week, but I think they're gonna force feed Jamar Chase a little bit. So I think he gets in the end zone at least once. What you got for a player prop lock?
I hear that. For my money, I like A.J. Brown touchdown. He didn't get a touchdown last week. I don't see him going 2 weeks without getting a touchdown. So I'm willing to put money on it, and damn it, I will.
Yeah, I see him scoring a touchdown for sure. An add-on, just in case y'all want a little spice to your pie.
A little paprika.
We got Burrow 2+ touchdown passes.
Ooh, I like it. Yeah. Well, let's throw a little extra sazon on it.
A little sum.
Let's throw Cook. Hey, you see what I did there? Cook, 60+ receiving rushing yards. He's going to do that.
This is James Cook, right? Not Dalvin.
Even though Dalvin's, no. This is James Cook.
This is the younger Dolphins brother.
Last time he played the Dolphins, he ate him up, and it wasn't even hard. So I don't really see much changing.
Gotcha. So for our Sunday parlay pie, we got Browns +7.5 against the Chargers. Bills -3 against the Dolphins. Jamar Chase anytime touchdown. A.J. Brown anytime touchdown. We got two add-ons, Burrow 2+ touchdown pass, and James Cook 60+ receiving and rushing yards.
Sounds good.
That sounds good.
Sounds really good.
It's payday tomorrow.
I'm definitely putting something on. Yeah. I'm going to have you send me that so I can put that thing in there.
Yeah, we're going to have to. Hey, yo.
Major pause. I'm not even wanting to pause.
I got you. We might even have to throw that into a graphic, throw it up for the people.
For the people, then.
Yeah, we might have to.
Stay tuned.
But yeah, on that note, man, disclaimer, we are not professionals yet.
We getting there. Slowly but surely, Temple.
So yeah, please bet responsibly. Don't go throwing your mortgage
out. Or neglectfully, whichever you prefer.
Yeah, whatever you want to do. Like, it's your world. We're just living in it.
We're
giving you ideas. If you lose, it's not our fault.
You got to create your own reality.
Right. If you win, it's us.
You know?
I mean,
we played a part of that. The universe be universing.
Right.
We already established that in the last pod.
We did. Mom called. That was crazy, though.
That was crazy, bro. Mid-podcast.
That was weird.
How are we talking about moms and mom called?
Right.
But shout out, mom. Love you, mom.
Shout out, mom. Mom, I love you, too.
Yeah.
You didn't call, but... I know you're thinking about us. Yeah, I know you're thinking.
Shout out to all the moms. Baby moms.
Babies, mamas. Classic.
But let's not go too far into a tangent. We'll definitely wormhole this one.
Nah, for sure. Let's get out of here.
We'll keep it short for you guys this time. The last one was a little long.
Yeah.
That was like an hour 30 for you guys.
We try to give y'all like 2 hours of content.
Yes, that's the goal, typically. Yeah. So we'll keep this one short, sweet, to the point.
To the point. All right, man. Love y'all.
If you want to win that thing, parlay pie that thing.
Parlay pie.
I said it wrong, but
if you want to win, alternate spread that
there
thing.
There it is. I haven't said that in the last pod or two, so I had to bring it up. Yeah. If you want to win, alternate spread that thing. You heard our lines. You know, you might want to tweak those. Alternate spreads.
Word.
Get right.
Alternate spread our alternate spread.
That's the ultimate cheat code right there.
Right.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. These dudes are safe, but I'm going to be safer.
Right.
Hey.
There it is.
That's the recipe to winning.
There you know. Lock it in, people.
Yes, sir.
All right. We'll holla at y'all. Stay tuned for more content. We're going to try and get some interactive situation going. We'll keep you tuned for that, though.
Yeah.
As far as we're working out some of the kinks.
Yeah. But definitely want to do a little something where... Like, I'll explain it real quick. I know we explained it in the first episode a little bit, but if we get some viewers to send in a dollar, let's say everybody sends in a dollar.
You're locked in.
You send in a lock that you want to put in a parlay. We could put in, let's say 20 people send a dollar. That's $20 on a 20-leg parlay. If we hit, we split it. Everybody eats.
Well, hell, 22, because you can't forget us.
Yeah, you can't forget us. We'd have to put our... There. Watch it be our, we all got our leg that screws it up. That'd be terrible.
Terrible. But nah, I like the idea. Community parlay.
Yeah.
Community parlay pie.
Parlay pie. Brought to you by Papa.
For the community. So yeah, y'all stay tuned. Stay locked in. And when we do drop that, you know, be prepared to send in your dollar and your lock.
Facts.
It's like a scratch ticket at that point.
Yeah, pretty much.
Your pick and 20 other people you trust or don't,
That's got to be like a that's got to be a 20 leg parlay.
Whatever it is.
No matter no matter what it is, it's going to be some grand.
Yeah, cuz you got to think to yourself, you don't want to blow it.
Right.
So you're going to be smart. Yeah. You've been listening to us. We're smart about it.
Yeah.
We're going to build a beautiful, it's going to hit. Watch. We're going to get this prepared for y'all by the hopefully next week or two.
Right.
We're going to figure it out. And by the end of the season, we will hit a community parlay pie.
Facts.
We're throwing it into the universe. Universe be universing.
Please.
And on that note, we're out, guys.
Yeah. Love y'all.
Keep it tight.